Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn. And for all the Chamber's upcoming events, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. And I am here with Dr. Robert Wallach with, make sure I get this right, La Plata Physical Medicine. How are you?
I'm great, Jack. Good morning. Nice to be back. Thank you.
Thank you for coming back. So you, we'll start off. You're in a new location.
Indeed, I am. At the end of December,
uh-huh.
We moved to Rivergate, just next to Animas Surgical Hospital.
Oh, right. Yeah. And in fact, you're between PhD and Single Track Cafe.
That is correct. So you can go to Single Track Cafe, stuff your face, and then go to stop by my office for your back pain, and then go to PhD to help you lose the weight.
Well, see, you have it all. Well, and I do want to say that your approach, as you say, adding value to lives of your patients and the community, but your approach is more than just, okay, here's a shot, or here's this, here's that. You find the cause of the issue and use, you know, nutrition, sure, eating habits, exercise, and other things to get you back in shape.
Yeah, you bet. So I take a holistic approach to the extent possible. And so we have to look at the entire person, and we have to try to get to the root cause, if you will.
Uh-huh.
Of what's causing their problem. Sometimes that's extremely easy, and sometimes it's more difficult. And a lot of patients have chronic problems. They've developed them over many years, and it can be a challenge to try to get those folks to change their habits, whether it's exercise, nutrition, or posture, or how they bend and lift and twist and things like that. But that makes a big difference. So we use all the tools at our disposal.
Well, you know, and when you mention posture, I catch myself. Actually, I saw some photos. I was at a wedding or something, and I was bending at the waist, like, you know, the weight of the world pushing me forward. And so now I am trying to, and I'm not doing it now as I'm sitting here in this chair. You're sitting up straight. I'm not.
That's because I'm thinking about it right now.
Well, and then when you do think, I walk down Main and I look over in a window and see myself leaning forward like I'm on a mission. I'm like, slow down, you know, strut like a peacock, as other people say, and put your chest out, shoulders back, stand up straight.
Yeah, and you bring up a really important point about noticing that, because I can tell you, if you are standing up and your shoulders are rounded forward a little bit, or your neck is kind of pushed out forward, like your chin is poked out, what happens is you automatically tense up your back muscles throughout your entire spine.
Okay.
And that can put a huge stress on your back. Your muscles aren't supposed to do that.
Right.
And so over time, many people develop back pain from things like that.
Well, it's like muscle memory. It remembers to stay in that position.
Right, but it's also just a lot of strain. And we know from using our muscles that if you do things with your muscles that they're not supposed to do and it stresses them, over time they become sensitive, they become tight and spasmed, and that hurts.
Right. So when you have a patient come in, whether it's for, you know, spine, joint pain, herniated disc, neck pain, what do you do? How do you start? Where do you start? Just obviously going through the symptoms?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, as doctors, and we always say this, but we don't always do it, we need to listen to the patient. And so the first part of any encounter is getting the patient to tell you the story.
Right.
And if we can listen, which is not always easy for us, but if we can stop and listen and try not to interrupt a lot and give the person enough time, most of the time they can tell us what's wrong with them.
Sure. Well, and so I've got a blown disc between L4, L5, did that when I was 22 and had, you know, radiating sciatic, and knock on wood, I've never had surgery. I've been able to manage it. But the older I'm getting, I notice, you know, there's other little aches and pains and shoulders and hips and knees and all that other stuff.
Exactly.
And I'm sure part of it's because of my eating habits.
Well, that's...
Because I like pasta, bread, I like beer, and all those, you know, things that probably cause inflammation.
Yeah, and that is a bit of a controversial topic, but I have looked at a lot of the literature on these things, and it does seem consistent with what you just said, that high sugar diets or high carbohydrate diets have been linked in numerous studies to higher levels of inflammation in the body. And that can do a lot of things, and that can affect your blood vessels, such as developing clots and heart disease.
Wow.
And does that, in the question, does that play a role in pain? Does it make you more sensitive to have inflammation? That's hard to quantify, but I've seen a lot of people with pain, and I've seen a lot of people with elevated inflammation.
Right.
And the question is, if you lower the inflammation, do they feel better? And that's hard to know.
Sure. But you could also do some your self-imposed diet, or you know what you consume, and you know, and I always say, if it comes from a box, probably don't eat it.
Exactly.
You know, at least you know you can eat your fruits, your vegetables, your meats, you know, dairy, things like that, and cut out some things and just see if it makes a difference over a month or two.
Right. And I'm a big fan of I'll call it healthy, but really a whole food diet, like eat real food.
Yeah.
And if you think about it that way, and you don't eat things that come out of boxes or are highly processed or have ingredients you can't read.
Right.
Chances are you'll do better than you were just by doing that.
Sure.
And then there's the whole business of, well, how much sugar do you eat? Which is a huge problem in our society and across the world. The experts estimate that only about 20% of Americans are actually healthy right now.
Oh, wow.
And the obesity percentages are terrible.
Well, especially, you know, I look at what's that chart with you show one can of soda and how much sugar is in that.
Right. It's alarming. 9 teaspoons of sugar in a Coke.
Yeah.
8 or 9, something like that.
Right.
And you would never go to the sugar dish.
No.
And you would never take 8 teaspoons of sugar and dump them on something and eat them. You couldn't physically do that. Yet, some people drink multiple sodas a day, or the big gulp, or the triple, quadruple gulp.
Sure.
It's crazy.
And well, those are things that obviously when a patient comes in to see you, you kind of go through that whole, like you said, holistic approach and lifestyle, so you can kind of start narrowing down some things. Now, let me ask you this. Injections.
Yes.
You help, you do those, and those can sometimes help?
Yeah, so I've been doing injections for many years now. I've given thousands and thousands of injections under X-ray guidance, where we use an X-ray machine so we can see where we're going, so it's accurate and safe. And we do injections for spinal problems and joint problems. And so if somebody has a pinched nerve and it's not getting better with rest, modifying your activities, maybe some medications, maybe some therapy, injections are an option.
Mm-hmm.
To give you pain relief. And sometimes they work tremendously well. We can knock the pain out or reduce it significantly and basically buy the patient time while their body is healing things up so they don't run and get surgery.
Right, right. Well, and I think those are all important. And as I've had, you know, many surgeons tell me, well, if you're not in pain, hold off on surgery.
Oh, exactly.
And do physical therapy. Do everything you can to prevent the necessity of surgery. Now, at some point, you know, my torn labrum in my hip, I'm probably going to have surgery.
Possibly.
You know, and looking at that and diagnosing. Now, you say possibly, because there's probably things that I could be doing, stretching and other things to help that.
Right. And you know, since you bring up the hip, it's an interesting problem to have. You know, people get hip replacements when they have arthritis and they're in terrible pain, and that doesn't, and when it gets bad enough, they get a new hip.
Yeah.
But if you have a torn cartilage, that's the labrum in your hip, you don't need a hip replacement because you might not have arthritis.
Right.
And there are some surgeries that can help that. Some people just need it. Other people can get away with sometimes an occasional injection or learning how to move in a way that doesn't irritate it.
Right.
But that is a difficult problem, and I've seen a lot of people get surgery for that.
You know, we were talking earlier about, you know, how to get up out of a chair. Well, I have a certain way I got to get in and out of my truck, because if I swing that leg out, it just popped right there. That's even my good hip, but, you know, it's like I've got to modify exactly how I do things.
Right, and that's no different than when you've got a bad back.
Yeah.
You know, where if you're getting in and out of your vehicle incorrectly, if you're getting out of your chair incorrectly, if you're slouching all the time and you ask yourself, why does it hurt so much when I'm doing this? We need to make some changes in the mechanics of how you do things.
Well, and just getting out of your chair. Now, you explain, okay, you slide your butt to the end of the chair, get your feet shoulder width apart, get your feet kind of back so they're not leaning forward.
Right, slightly under the knees.
Slightly under the knees, and push up. Push your feet to the ground and forced out.
Right, because when you if you can push your feet down into the ground, you'll feel your thighs activate. You might feel your butt muscles activate. And that's the power, and that's what gets us up. And we also want to tense up our abs a little bit to give your core some stability. And that'll keep you from bending over when you stand up. That's a big deal.
And make sure you grunt. right? I mean, I always laugh and say, I don't know, it was probably, well, I'm 56 in May, and I always say when I turned 50, the warranty on my body expired.
You're on the back nine, Jack.
Yeah.
And so am I.
Get out of bed, it's like, okay, what's going to hurt? What's going to ache? You know, and do the old stretching and everything. So what's the best way to get a hold of you? Is it LaPlataPhysicalMedicine.com? Is it coming by your office if somebody wants to, you know, start the consultative approach?
Sure. So we of course, take referrals from other doctors, and we take self-referrals.
Yep.
And so as long as your insurance will allow that, we're happy to take you as a self-referral.
So you bill. You bill insurance.
Oh, sure. We take, I don't want to say every insurance available, but I think we take most of them right now, including Medicare and Colorado Medicaid.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we don't have any restrictions on Medicare. And that's I know that's a problem in the community.
Sure.
And a lot of patients on Medicare are frustrated, but we don't limit that. So that's I'm happy to do that.
Oh, wow.
And so, the same with Medicaid. So we'll take everything.
And on your website, again, LaPlataPhysicalMedicine.com is a phone number.
Right. So LaPlataPhysicalMedicine.com can get you some information. And also you can contact us. There's one of those boxes where you can write something and it goes to an email, which is mine, and you will get a response.
So, you know, in being, I want to say a sole proprietor, because you're in practice, just you. I mean,
just
you know, and your assistant, right? And so you can devote however much time you want and how much time the patient needs.
Exactly.
Sit and listen, not feel like you're involved with a big machine processing people through.
Right. And being independent is wonderful. It's liberating. It feels good. I'm not beholden to anybody. And I spend a lot of time with my patients. And if they don't need a lot of time, that's fine too. But my new patient appointments are 60 minutes.
Really?
And try to find that out here. So you can't do it. My follow-up appointments are 30 minutes.
So you're onboarding and then sustaining and really getting to know the person as an individual, not just, okay, thanks for coming in, here's your prescription, see you later.
Exactly. And people with chronic problems, you need to listen to them. You need to find out what they've done. You need to find out what's going on. And then, you know, I order a lot of MRIs and other imaging studies. And when the patient comes back, it's really nice to have time to sit down with them, show them the films, go over everything, educate them a little bit. They like that. And I like that too.
Well, and if somebody wants to come and see your practice, you have a open house and ribbon cutting coming up.
We do. And thanks to the chamber, we have a ribbon cutting on March 12th, Thursday, 5 p.m.
5 p.m.
There will be some hors d'oeuvres and some beverages, and anybody can come and check the place out.
And if I heard rumor, Single Track is actually catering those hors d'oeuvres, as they say.
The fine people at Single Track Cafe, good food, very nice folks, healthy. Right. And they're going to have some nice hors d'oeuvres for us.
All right. Well, you know, we've got about a minute left. What have I forgotten? Anything? Kind of high overview.
Well, I would say that, you know, some of my current interests, in addition to treating back and neck and joint problems, nutrition and helping people get healthier with scientifically validated advice, you know, not just opinion.
Right.
And also an interest in exercise and trying to get people to lift weights and keep their muscles and bones strong as they get older. It's a huge problem, very important. And that's something that I can help, you know, counsel people on as well.
Right. Well, and I, like you say, if you use it or lose it. And I noticed that, you know, I was doing some things over the weekend. I'm like, oh my gosh, my little chicken legs just aren't what they used to be.
Exactly. And, you know, there's nothing worse than getting older and getting osteoporosis and breaking bones. That is a massive public health problem.
Yeah.
And we all know people who have been down that road, and we'd like to prevent that if we can.
Ounce of prevention's a pound of cure, or what?
Or maybe in this case, it's a number of pounds of prevention because you have to lift some weights.
Absolutely. All right. What's your website again, Doc?
It is LaPlataPhysicalMedicine.com. The phone number is 970 423-3324.
All right, and we will see you at the ribbon cutting open house on March 12th, 5 o'clock.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
All right, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Take care.
You bet. And we'll send it back to the studios. Again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.